What is laparoscopy?
Laparoscopy is a surgery that uses a thin, lighted tube put through a cut or incision in the belly to look at the abdominal organs or the female pelvic organs. Laparoscopy is used to find problems such as cysts, adhesions, fibroids, and infection. Tissue samples can be taken for biopsy through the tube, which is called a laparoscope. In many cases, laparoscopy can be done instead of laparotomy surgery that uses a larger incision in the belly. Laparoscopy can be less stressful and may cause fewer problems and cost less than laparotomy for minor surgeries. It can often be done without needing to stay overnight in the hospital.
Why is laparoscopy done?
Laparoscopy may be done for several reasons. It can be done to check for and possibly take out abnormal growths, such as tumors in the belly or pelvis. It can be used to check for and treat conditions such as endometriosis, ectopic pregnancy, or pelvic inflammatory disease, also known as PID. Laparoscopy may be used to find conditions that can make it hard for a woman to become pregnant. These conditions include cysts, adhesions, fibroids, and infection. Laparoscopy may be done after initial infertility tests do not show the cause for the infertility. It can also be used to do a biopsy or to see whether cancer in another area of the body has spread to the belly. Doctors may use laparoscopy to check for damage to internal organs, such as the spleen, after an injury or accident, or to do a tubal ligation. It can be done to fix a hiatal hernia or an inguinal hernia. Laparoscopy can be used to take out organs such as the uterus, spleen, gallbladder, ovaries, or appendix. Partial removal of the colon, called a resection, can also be done. And laparoscopy can be used to find the cause of sudden or ongoing pelvic pain.
How is laparoscopy done?
General anesthesia is generally used, but other types of anesthesia, such as spinal anesthesia, may be used. Talk with your doctor about what choice is best for you. About an hour before the surgery, you will empty your bladder. You will get fluids and medicine through an intravenous line, or IV, in a vein in your arm. You may get a medicine called a sedative to help you relax. Several procedures may be done after you get your anesthesia and are relaxed or asleep. An airway will be placed in your throat to help you breathe if you get general anesthesia. A thin, flexible tube called a urinary catheter may be put through your urethra into your bladder. Some of your pubic hair may be shaved. Your belly and pelvic area will be washed with a special soap. For women, your doctor may do a pelvic exam before putting a thin tube, called a cannula, through your vagina into your uterus. The cannula lets your doctor move your uterus and ovaries to get a better look at the belly organs. During laparoscopy, a small incision is made in the belly. More than one incision may be made if other tools will be used during the surgery. A hollow needle is put through the first incision, and carbon dioxide, or nitrous oxide gas, is slowly put through the needle to inflate the belly. The gas lifts the abdominal wall away from the organs inside so your doctor can see clearly. A thin, lighted tube called a laparoscope is then put through the incision to look at the organs. Other tools can be used to take tissue samples, fix damage, or drain cysts. A laser may be attached to the laparoscope to help with the surgery. After the surgery, all the tools will be removed and the gas will be released. The incisions will be closed with stitches and covered with a bandage. The scar will be very small and will fade over time. Laparoscopy takes 30 to 90 minutes depending on what is done, but it can take longer if a condition such as endometriosis is found and treated. After the laparoscopy, you will go to the recovery room for 2 to 4 hours. You can usually do your normal activities the next day, but do not do any strenuous activity or exercise for about a week.